To all of Love American Samoa, and here's a look at your Friday bulletin. It's the last day of a full 45-day legislative session with no midterm break for the 37th legislature. Even on this final day, senators held a confirmation hearing and vote while the House of Representatives held a hearing, then passed a bill in second reading. The Senate Health Committee held a confirmation hearing for three members of the LBJ Tropical Medical Center Board of Directors, Dr. Malo Turosenga, Dr. Gene Anderson, and Moifa'awo Bill Emsley. Senators approved the two doctors by unanimous vote 16-0. Moifa'awo received just enough votes to clear confirmation, 10. Six senators voted against him. During the confirmation hearing, senators didn't ask him any questions. On Wednesday, the Senate Budget and Appropriations Committee voted to table a resolution calling on the governor to reinstate two boards to assist the Department of Human Resources in carrying out the governor's memo on rollbacks. Tongiola felt that while the bill was well-intended, it may affect the separation of powers between the Fono and the executive. The bill's sponsor, Senator Utusila Poasa, agreed with him and moved to return the bill to his committee. There has been no action taken on the bills to raise salaries for the governor and the lieutenant governor, and the bill to add $15,000 to the salaries of the Fono leaders and members. In the House of Representatives, a bill requiring medical insurance for student athletes was passed in final reading. The vote was 16-0. Lawmakers are now on recess until the second Monday of July, unless the governor calls a special session. Today, Congresswoman Rifa Atali Amata welcomed official notice for the four U.S. Department of Transportation and Federal Aviation Administration grants for American Samoa airports through appropriations by Congress in last year's COVID relief. The grants total $1,050,816. Rifa Atali said, "Thank you to Port Director Chris King and any other officers working with him on these efforts, and congratulations to Governor Limanu. These airports are a long-term link to the U.S. and the world, and we appreciate helpful federal funds. Thank you especially to FAA Administrator Steve Dixon for continuing to recognize the importance of our air service in American Samoa with these grants." Amata continued. The primary non-discretionary grant of $1,020,127 will provide federal funding to American Samoa government for the Paopao International Airport at Tafuna. It provides economic relief funds for costs related to operations, personnel, cleaning, sanitization, janitorial services, debt service payments, and combating the spread of pathogens. A second FAA grant for Paopao International Airport of $12,689 provides economic relief from rent and minimum annual guarantees to on-airport car rental, on-airport parking, and in-terminal concessions located at Paopao International Airport. Two more grants of $9,000 each are for locations in Manua, $9,000 to Ofu, to Ofu Airport, and $9,000 to Fituta Airport. And finally in our news, a Talofa Airways airplane landed at Paopao International Airport yesterday. Efforts to get some information about the flight in the territory were not successful. Health authorities say they were not aware of the flight before it arrived. Airline sources said it was a charter which brought five passengers from Apia. "We have sent questions to the chairman of the COVID-19 task force, Lieutenant Governor Talawinga Eleasaluale. It was the first time in more than a year that a Talofa Airways plane landed at Tafuna. The privately owned airline has been flying charters to neighboring islands since the COVID-19 pandemic closed inter-Samoa borders." For details on these and other stories, plus a look at the new KHJ News podcast in English and Samoan, visit talanay.com. Reporting for 93 KHJ, I'm Siatafau.